Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is, and we have enjoined kindness to the parents. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, the one who has enjoined upon us good treatment and kindness to our parents. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who fear Him and those who are the doers of good. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O believers. Indeed, the matter of kindness and good treatment to our parents is a matter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed and made obligatory upon us. He has compared this to being an act of worship or devotion, when he says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ أَحْسَانًا. Allah says, and your Lord has decreed that you not worship except Him, and to the parents give good treatment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, even whether one or whether one or both of them reach old age with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the nearest, meaning, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not say to one of them, do not say to one or both of them, أُفْ. Not so much as أُفْ. وَلَا تَنْحَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And do not repel them, but speak to them a noble word. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed kind treatment to our parents. And He has decreed this kind treatment to His ibad when He says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ أَحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنَ أَنُشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have enjoined upon man to his parents goodly treatment. His mother carried him with hardship and gave birth to him with hardship, and his gestation and weaning period was 30 months. So based on this verse, we can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring the hardships that the mother as well as the father took that they expended in raising their children, and how they strived for a good upbringing and education for them. The fact that they never spared neither effort nor money in the way of seeking to inculcate in their children righteousness and devoutness. Hence, they in turn have a right upon their children and a right to be honored and have kind treatment in return for what they did for their children in the first place. And this is a trust. And this trust is to be honored and demonstrated by children by showing that they are keen on serving their parents, by seeing to their needs, by facilitating their affairs and spending upon them. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yadul mu'ti 'ulya, yadul mu'ti 'ulya, wabda biman ta'ul ummaka wa abak." The hand of the giver is the upper one. So spend first on those who are dependent on you, your mother and your father. Hence, showing kindness to our parents is a religious obligation. And the degree to which we demonstrate such kindness and goodness to our parents is the degree to which we will find such behavior demonstrated and reflected back to us. This is a general principle, for children tend to treat their parents in the same manner they saw them treating their own. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us of those who treat our parents with kindness, and He make us from those who are able to invest their lives in doing these things, and that we can attain unto the pleasure of our parents. This is the way of the believers. The way of the believers is that they make supplication for their parents, whether they be living or not. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about believers with regards to their parents. He says, وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. He says, and lower to them, the parents, the wing of humility out of mercy, and say, وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And say to them, O Allah, O my Lord, have mercy upon them as they brought me up when I was small. And so this is one of the ways by which we continue to serve our parents. And this service doesn't end if one or both of our parents leave this world. Then the believer continues to demonstrate this birr, this filial piety. And he does this by how? By continuing to make dua for them and asking for their maghfirah and forgiveness. If they have any debts, he settles them on their behalf. He gives charity for their sake, and he keeps up relations with those who are close and related to them. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna abarra al-birr silatul waladi ahla wuddi abihi." That the strongest form of dutifulness or birr or filial piety is when a man maintains relations with the people his father loved. Throughout all of this, a person seeks the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For ultimately, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, رِضَى اللَّهِ فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدَيْنِ. That the pleasure of Allah lies in seeking the pleasure of one's parents. And this seeking of the pleasure, brothers and sisters, of one's parents is the way to paradise. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that once he fell asleep, nimtu, and then he saw himself in paradise. فَسَمِعْتُ صَوْتَ قَارِئٍ يَقْرَعُ. And then he heard the voice of a reciter reciting. فَقُلْتُ مَنْ هَذَا. And so he said, who is this? فَقَالُوا هَذَا. Then they responded by saying, هَذَا حَارِثَ إِبْنُ نُعْمَان. This is حَارِثَ إِبْنُ نُعْمَان. Upon this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كَذَلِكَ الْبِرْ. كَذَلِكَ الْبِرْ. Such is the way of kindness or filial piety to the parents. Such is the way of kindness or filial piety to the parents. Brothers and sisters, Harith ibn Nu'man was from the most righteous of people to his parents. He would look after them, sit with them, feed them sometimes with his own hands, and always speak to them with kind and soft words. And it was through this birr that he attained unto the rank of paradise, which was witnessed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he make us of those who treat their parents with kindness, and that he accept all of us in this regards. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.